Hello, everybody, and welcome to TYH, a podcast dedicated to youth issues on TRS Radio. And my name is Anglo. With me, I have my good old boy, Nike.
Hey, how's it going?
And back again, Noel.
Hello, guys.
We're talking to an Australian. This isn't fake. It's real.
What? Australia,
no fake
real?
News.
What's news to me?
Australia is real. New Zealand is fake.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, niggas trying to tell me that's where Narnia was filmed. Okay, so you're telling me it's not real. Because Narnia and, like, Lord of the Rings, that's all fictional. So, like, New Zealand is fictional, right? That's what they're implying.
Checkmate, Christians.
Yeah. Pwned you, Anglo-Christian authors.
Are you talking about Tolkien?
Tolkien and C.S. Lewis, the two respective authors of those series.
All right, yeah. So how are you guys today? It's a nice Saturday. It's the only Saturday that matters, the Saturday when you record with your buddies online.
That's right.
Unemployed.
Always a good Saturday.
I'm having a good time when I'm with my bros on Skype.
Yeah. We don't use Skype, we use Skype.
We have here I am. Tin cans on a string.
Right. And we have international tin cans.
Because we're the young kid podcast.
That's right. I'm recording live from my treehouse. Where
I'm
have,
in the detention room.
Yeah, we're all go full eco gang. We're gonna all live in treehouses.
Hell yeah.
And treehouse sports gonna live like Ewoks.
I was going to say, I'm held up like an Ewok about to take down the Empire.
Is that a Star Wars meme?
Yes.
I've never seen Star Wars.
It's because you're gay.
And you're Greek.
But is that the gayest thing you've done?
The gayest thing I did was vote and steal your joke.
The gayest thing I've ever done is vote, but I think you've done something even gayer you're not willing to admit.
What?
I think you've done something gayer than vote, and that's use an Apple product that you purchased with your own money.
I did buy an iPod Shuffle when I was a kid. Did you?
That's pretty gay.
It's pretty gay.
I saw.
No, I had like the name brand discount like MP3 player or whatever.
Like the Chinese made one. Well, they're both Chinese made. Ultimately, in the end.
Yeah, in the end, it's all made in China.
Yeah. No.
No, I had a disc player. It played CDs.
Yeah, but you know, the transition period between CD players and phones, a lot of people had some type of MP3 player.
You had a CD player? Okay, boomer.
Well, maybe
I remember CD players.
I used my dad's CD player because we couldn't afford like MP3 players.
Yeah.
And then eventually phones became like MP3 players because you could, get music on them somehow. If you were smart, you could. But
you could like, you know. Ooh.
God. Was it LG? I think we've talked about it on the show before.
What was your first cell phone? How about that, huh?
I think it's called the Chocolate.
You had one of those?
Yes, sir. Scroll wheel gang. Okay.
You couldn't afford an MP3 player, but you couldn't afford a Chocolate. You could have, like, that was the rich nigga phone.
No, I had it secondhand. I had it after my mom got a new phone, because it used to be my mom's.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's how I got all of my stuff.
I
got a new phone. Here's a Motorola Razr.
Yeah,
I had an LG Chocolate in the year 2009. Or
ooh.
That was like 3 years after it came out. I had an internal memory of 128 megabytes.
Oh, wow.
Which meant I could get like a couple songs, like a few songs, really.
Yeah, I don't think you could fit a single episode of like any podcast.
No. I could not.
Yeah, I don't remember the first phone I had. It was like some kind of it wasn't a flip phone. It was later than that. They still existed at the time. It was it's a slide-up phone, but it wasn't like one of those nice ones. It was like trying to copy a Sidekick, one of those.
Oh, dude, the freaking Sidekick. Yeah. That was like back when text messaging was like hip.
Yeah.
Now it's like text messaging. I don't want to fucking talk to you.
Yeah, what do you do now?
Now I use my phone for everything but communicating with people.
Yeah. Now I just don't talk to people at all.
Yeah, it's like, literally just an entertainment device. I mean,
am I getting a phone call? Well, I'm just going to let that go to messaging. If they have anything important to tell me, they'll leave a message.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if I do answer the phone, it's a high likelihood that it's going to be a spam caller if it's not somebody I see from my my contact list.
It's always the worst when they call you when you're sleeping.
Oh, I've never had it that bad.
That makes me just want to cry.
I've been getting much more spam calls recently. I don't know what I did. I might have put my phone number somewhere I shouldn't have, but seems like it's there like every like 3 or 4 days.
The public restroom on the wall.
call this phone number for a good time. Please call me. I'm very lonely.
God, that was like, I think there were a few kids at school that put up people's numbers that they didn't like in public restrooms and parks, and they, you know, pretty messed up.
I'm going to go into, like, the next public bathroom I go into, I'm going to bring a Sharpie with me, and on the wall I'm going to write, for a good time, call 877-CASH-NOW. Null doesn't get that because they don't have J.G. Wentworth in Australia.
Yeah. He's like, what?
Yeah, is this some kind of America joke that I'm to understand?
So there's this company in the U.S. They have this these like bizarre ads that they have that they put out where it's like basically they will, if you have like a lawsuit that you've won and you're getting annual payments on or some other kind of annuity, they'll buy your long-term contract out and give you like a lump sum that's less than the total amount. So it's basically like a time preference trade. Well, they'll pay you to just like give up your full payment in exchange for the like a portion of it all at once.
Huh.
And they have just like really bad.
Their ads are just repetitive and annoying.
Yeah,
and it's they repeat
like
their phone number, which is 877-CASH-NOW.
877-CASH-NOW! 877-CASH-NOW.
Yeah, they like have a fake opera.
Almost as good as Wagner, though.
Hey, Wagner didn't give me cash now, though.
Yeah, Wagner gave me no cash.
Wagner was a broke-ass bitch.
Actually, to be honest, though, I sampled one of his string in, you know, a recording from one of his string quartets and made a sick beat. Put it on.
Hell yeah.
Do people still use that?
I met a local Greek rapper. he introduced me to Dat Piff. I didn't know about this website until he told me about it, but he was cool as heck. I met him at my church camp.
Dat Piff. What is that even supposed to mean?
I guess a piff is like a riff, you know, because it's you sample beats. I couldn't really explain it to you with any like certainty, but I could only speculate, and I feel like that's a pretty strong thesis.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think people still use Dat Piff.
We should release our shows on
That's like the standard hood nigga platform.
Yeah,
that's you can reach out to her.
Get it out to a wider audience.
Joke. Archive.org. Broke. SoundCloud. Woke. Dat Piff.
Yeah. Well, Dat Piff has almost 500,000 followers on Instagram, so.
And they are all black.
Yeah, literally.
What if we just wanted to start marketing our show to blacks?
We need to prove how not racist we are.
No, I think we can prove how based we are. You know, if we can sell racism to blacks, that means we've hit it big.
Yeah, hitting it big.
Hitting it big with the nig community.
Wait, exclusively on Dat Piff, and it shows a picture of Jerry Seinfeld?
What?
Interviewing a black guy. What is this?
So Jerry Seinfeld interviewed some random black dude and only put it on that PIV?
I guess so.
That is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
Well, it's on the Facebook. I'm trying to click the link, and it's not working. It says it's from 3 years ago. It says...
Wagner, that PIV, man.
Yeah. Gosh. Speaking of, like, weird commercials, what's that other one? The General.
It's like a fake car insurance company.
Yeah, call the General. It'll save some time!
Yeah, so basically, if you are a essentially homeless Negro and you want to, like, have your car insured for $14, you can call this fake insurance company called The General, and you give them $200 flat, and they will give you a piece of paper that says your car is insured, so when the cops pull you over, you know, you can give them that paper, and they won't take your license away for, you know, driving without insurance.
Yeah, and their little mascot is this boomer kind of looking general with like a big boomer mustache, like a car.
Is it actually insured though, or is it just a?
Well, it's insured for like $14. So you crash your car, you know, they'll give you whatever cash and change they have in their pocket, but that's about it.
Yeah, sure. You can get some. Get some Big Macs for that.
Yeah, you can get lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crash your car, get some burgers. Easy.
You know,
the American dream.
Maybe. Crash your car and eat burgers.
There is a novel.
I've never heard it put so eloquently before.
That reminds me of something else, slightly off topic, but there was this novel I've never read it. I wanted to find it. I haven't found it in a used bookstore yet. It's from J.G. Ballard.
J.G. Wentworth.
Yeah, it was called Crash. It was from the 70s. It was like a science fiction novel, dystopian science fiction novel, where people have a sexual fetish of, you know, their sexual fetish is getting into car crashes, basically. And
I thought that was a Stephen King thing.
I don't know.
Maybe that was Overdrive. I don't remember.
Yeah. J.G. Ballard.
I could be confusing the two, but it don't matter.
Yeah, no, yeah, Crash Ballard novel. But is there any like Australia specific weird commercials that we would know about that would probably make us laugh because they're absurd? It's kind of a big onus to put onto you, but do you know of anything like that?
Yeah, I try to think. The only ones that I remember, like, it's a lot for like it's like food and things, because the only like ads I remember that were strange enough were like when I was like 6 or 7, and all the ads were for, hey kid, go get your parents to buy this or buy this food or buy this toy thing.
Yeah.
One of them I remember was for, I don't know if they still run it, the Australian Reading Writing Hotline, where it was for, like, adults who can't read. And sorry,
AKA Abbos.
Yeah. but like, the fucking phone number is, like, such a jingle, like, everyone's remembered. It's like, 1-300-655-06. I don't think I've seen that
ad. Damn, that shit bopped.
7 years. 1-300-655-06.
That shit bop though.
666-5-4-10.
Yeah, the trap remix.
Oh, what about Stanley Steamer?
Oh, the rug thing.
There's like this weird ass commercial, wasn't it?
It's like you use it to clean your carpets and shit, right?
Yeah, they had like weird Stanley Steamer commercials too. That sounds, like, very gross.
It reminds me of that old, like, 2000s meme, the Cleveland Steamer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, the skateboarder girl. What was her name? Alyssa Steamer? Alyssa Steamer?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, there was this girl.
I don't know any skateboarding females.
She was a playable character in one of the Tony Hawks.
Implying I would play as a female in Tony Hawk.
Yeah, who does that?
Okay, the only character that I know are the ones in Tony Hawk Underground 2.
Oh my, she's got to be a lesbian. There's no way she isn't. She's from Fort Myers, Florida, born in 75. She lives in San Francisco now with her dog, Randy. Oh, and she has a girlfriend called Sophia. This literally looks like an English teacher. Or someone
in a bad way.
Yeah. This looks like someone you would, at least nowadays. Whoa, she looks like shit. How is she that wrinkly? She's like 40. Here, I'll send a picture. But yeah, she looks like someone you'd see like a boomer at a feminist book reading.
Sad.
At least
I think I've seen her around my uni.
Look,
yeah, I've seen a lot of people.
Every single English teacher needs to look like some little house on the prairie ass woman, yeah, with like a long dress, long hair, and the bonnet, and it's like they speak in some, you know, high class southern accent. That's how every child in America needs to learn the English language.
Not from
and some... we haven't achieved total Aryan victory until that is true.
I had an English teacher kind of like that. She didn't speak in a high class southern accent. She spoke in a very like affected, slightly like mid Atlantic way. She was like 30.
Jared Taylor.
Yeah, a little bit. And she was like 30 though, and she was hot. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
See, that's exactly what every child in America deserves. Yeah. Nothing less.
How are English teachers in Australia? G'day, cunts!
Like, imagine a Chandra Kalandra, like, being your English teacher, and you just learn to speak like Shaboon.
Who's Chandra Kalandra?
It's some person I just made up.
Oh.
Obviously a black woman.
Yeah, I wasn't listening to you, because I don't...
You never do that. You never do that.
Okay, I'm trying to send you a picture of Elisa Steamer. why is it...
I can't get rid of that name.
Oh, this is the URL. What the fuck?
The 2000s have ruined us. Because it's given us, like, sexual degeneracy things that don't actually happen. You know, you hear about, the Cleveland Steamer. The Turkish goggles.
I don't know that one, those ones.
It's like your ball sack over a woman's eyes.
God, of course the Turks. See, look how old she looks.
Oh, my God.
She's born 75, unless she's, like, doing, like, a...
Is that an actual picture? Is that...
Please, no.
I don't know how that's possible. I don't know if it's, like, if she's in makeup for something.
I like how the gallery of pictures you've sent have all been women. I'm just looking through, like, the other pictures from Skype. And we just send each other punk bitches.
Yeah.
Some of them now old as fuck. He ruined the gallery with this woman.
Yeah.
I can't believe she's in her 40s. She straight up looks older than my dad.
Yeah.
That is frightening.
Your dad's probably
kids,
hotter,
don't,
too.
Don't do drugs.
No, I think she's just like a lesbian feminist who skateboards.
Dude, she must have done drugs. Look, I don't care how gay you are. Unless you contract AIDS, you're not going to look like that when you're 40s. Just because you're a lesbian. True. It's because you've done hard drugs and be a lesbian that you look like that. I don't know. Maybe she's never done drugs and... You know, God just hates fags this much. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I'm fine to settle with that.
You know, she totally deserves it, and I'm not making any excuse for her, but, like, damn. She just looks, oh, the fuck!
Yeah, do you want to switch onto something very big brain, though?
Oh, absolutely. I think you have some queer review.
Yeah, so here on Queer Review... It's a bit of a tongue twister if you say it too fast, but here on Queer Review, we're going to review some...
Queer Review!
Some weird academic articles. Here's one of them. Okay, this is a very weird title. It makes no sense, but Linguistic Landscapes as Porn Heterotopias by Rafael de Venizelos Barbosa and Rodrigo Borba. and the subtitle is Deregulating Gender and Sexuality in the Public Toilet.
What the fuck does this even mean?
We bring in Trough Man into this? No!
They're going to write a scientific article about the importance of Trough Man.
No! Oh,
it's only $35, too.
Oh, what a bargain.
Yeah, I think it might actually only be a PDF, too. So, that's good. So these have a lot of weird terms that I don't know what they mean, so I'm just going to try to go along and read this. So sorry if I stumble here and there. Drawing on multimodal analysis of graffiti in male public restrooms at the Faculdade de Letras of the Universidade Federal do Rio de Janeiro, this paper investigates how notions of place and gendered sexualized subjects are discursively reconstructed in interactions with the materiality and historicity of the public realm.
What the fuck? You literally... bathroom graffiti.
Wait, is this a study on people drawing dicks on the wall?
Yes, probably. The analysis focuses on the indexicalities of public signage and the ways they inform understandings of and access to certain spaces. By investigating the fragmented history of contextualizations of these toilet graffiti, as well as the indexicalities of their lexical, graphic, and co-on-textual aspects, we argue that places can be queered since they are semiotically constructed and discursively performed.
Nigger, shut up!
The paper illustrates how static assumptions about place, gender, and sexuality can be disrupted and re-signified, which highlights the porn heterotopic character of these public restrooms in which semiotic processes that deregulate gender and sexual dissidence are in place.
Again, nigger, shut up.
What does that even mean?
Don't ask the question.
Dude, you're making, shut up. You're making like Lacan and Deleuze blush. And keywords, pornotopia.
No.
A sexier version of a cornucopia.
What?
And yeah, so there it is. Oh, it has figures and tables. Do we have access to this? It's literally just pictures of graffiti on the wall.
In Portuguese.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Figure one. Wordplay between a mort at death and a sort of luck, in which the M is replaced with an S. Originally read as a morta aos gays, death to gay men.
If you are, this is from figure two, it's just a picture. If you are handsome, low key, macho, and not feminine, write me and let's see where it goes. Skype. And it lists the Skype. Inside the circle at the bottom, he's looking for a heteronormative gay man.
What?
My name is blank. I give my ass to whoever likes me. Bottom.
Leave it.
Cocksucker.
Leave a lot of good drops in this episode. Cut this out.
I like this one, figure seven. Bunch of assholes.
Imagine going through all of the public bathrooms just taking pictures and that's being...
They're probably doing something else and this is like, this is a cover for what they're actually doing. Related content, Korean linguistics.
The Korean people do not deserve this slander.
No, they don't. Oh my god.
This would never be allowed in the People's Democratic Republic.
No, definitely not.
Absolutely haram.
Yeah, very haram. This is, like, really bad. I know people like to...
Why are people allowed to get away with this?
This is the most bourgeois thing I've ever read, too.
This is the gayest thing I've ever read. It's, like, worse than bourgeois. It's gay.
Yeah. The only thing worse than a bourgeois is a homo.
Honestly. And that's not saying much.
It's just... It's like you have to be initiated just to even understand anything. Like they're probably saying something very simple, but it's hidden behind all these crazy words. And
I mean, speaking like weird codes.
Yeah, I read like weird dense philosophy sometimes. Like Heidegger is not the easiest guy, but I feel like he knows how to... He's doing something, at least. It's complex, but he knows how to use language. This is just retardation, or you're just trying to sound smart, you know?
This is anti-language.
Yeah. I don't even know what this is.
This is an attack on language. These are things that aren't communicative in any real valuable sense.
Just between themselves.
And because the value of language is communication, the lack of communication in this means that it's anti-language. It is a metaphysical evil, and I'm against it.
So this is what niggas be doing in Brazil.
Niggas in Brazil hold this L.
Yeah. If you moments
later. I've got a bunch of good ideas.
Good ideas.
I can't. There's so many fucking female comedians that they've been pushing. I mean, that one and.
In Australia?
Yeah, it seems like. Because, I don't know, they'll have like channels and some things on TV, but it'll be like the Melbourne Comedy Roadshow and other. Big list of comedians that'll come out and say things, and some of them will be okay, but it's either reused jokes, some kind of story from their life that is kind of humorous, or it'll be all of the female comics will come out and
like all of their jokes cunt about stinks.
Their entire performance is just about how fucking gay they are,
and they'll come out with a little Chinese piano and be like, "My cunt stinks."
Stop, you're killing me, dude.
Well, that's like Amy Schumer, right?
It's even funnier with the Australian accent, though.
Yeah.
No. Walk out of the stage, just grab the mic and
my
cunt
stinks.
See, I like how the joke is actually funny when we're making fun of them, but not when they say it.
Yeah. It's like the female comedians are like, do you ever give your vagina a voice and like make it talk?
My cooch. Ooh, I got an infection in my cooch.
Like,
well, that's a thing.
I got so much yeast in there, I can make some sourdough bread.
Oy vey.
Yeah. It's funny until you've, like, you know, you see the end credits and, like, no, this was some this supported was, by the.
This was so Jewish.
This was supported.
Yeah, well, you see all the things and this was
Australia
supported by
the National Endowment for the Arts.
Yeah, it's like that.
I don't know. When it comes to that, the dad's Google history girl, I want her to actually be good. I don't know why. I don't want to hate her. I want her to actually be funny, but she's just not.
And yeah.
It's disappointing. Because she doesn't strike me as like a bad person. She's just not funny.
She's just the girl who shouldn't be on stage.
I mean, she can be, but she's got to work on it. She's not yet. She ain't good enough. She doesn't have material yet that's like actual comedy.
What are you saying? Just because it wasn't heteronormative doesn't mean it's no content.
Oh. Yeah, no. Sorry. Well, it isn't. It don't count.
Yeah, to your male standards. To your
My male standards are good. They're actually the best.
Yeah. Are you gonna
you
do
can't
a stand-up?
Do any better than my male standards?
Your stand-up is gonna be about like how it's gay to shake another man's hand.
I will tell the audience. I will red pill you on tertiary dick.
Yeah, he literally is like the. Let me red pill you on tertiary dick theory. You know.
Well, you know, I can tell you all about tertiary dick. And it's basically what you think it is. You know, secondhand dick, we can all think about what that is. Like a girl, you know, is going down on you and then you kiss her. Well, you've just sucked secondhand dick.
Yeah.
But thankfully it's your own dick, so it's okay. I think.
It's not
it's
that
definitely,
bad.
It's definitely...
is that gay?
On the Kinsey scale, it's definitely less gay than voting.
Yeah.
So, tertiary dick is like when you've encountered...
some other
guys.
You know,
yeah, some other guy's dick. Where it's just gone through another step of dick.
One vessel. It's gone...
Right, so like, if one girl, you know, goes down on one guy... And then she makes out with another girl. And then you make out with that girl. You've sucked tertiary dick.
Yeah, exactly. There's multiple ways of transportation.
Multiple and means. You've really got to know who your friends and family are before you interact with them if you want to avoid contact, like tertiary contact with another man's dick.
Yeah. The most notable one is...
When you start viewing the world through the lens of tertiary dick, you will become a hermit because you just don't want to. You don't want that in your life. I certainly don't.
Well, that's why you just don't eat girls out.
Oh, absolutely. That's definitely even gayer than
it's already
owning an Apple product.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like on a scale on the Kinsey scale. You know, there's voting, but then there's owning Apple products, and then there's, like, eating pussy. It's like, no, sorry. That's definitely gay.
Yeah, that's the gay thing.
At least it might not be as gay as fucking another man, but it is gayer than owning an Apple product.
Hmm.
So if you're not willing to do the one, you shouldn't be willing to do the other.
Yeah, that's true. What's the weirdest way of getting tertiary dick?
You don't think about it too hard because you can easily come up with some very disturbing ways.
Just like your food at Chick-fil-A. It's like the guy in the back probably whacked off before and he touched your bun.
Oh no. Oh no.
You're eating his dick.
you gotta think about it. Everything you've ever touched has probably been touched by someone who has touched something, who has touched a dick.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
it's everywhere. It's like a
literally
virus.
Gay Earth.
Gay Earth.
Someone's
2025.
Dick has touched the Earth, and if you touch the Earth, you're gay.
Fuck.
That's why niggas only be floating sometimes.
This is why we have. I'm gonna tell this. We need to send this podcast to Elon Musk. He's gonna hear it, and he's gonna invent a floating device for the mass public. It's like, I'm not touching this gay planet anymore.
Yeah,
although, I mean, the people that made the Curiosity rover, if one of them touched their dick, and they touched the rover, then they just sent tertiary dick to Mars, so now Mars is gay.
Wait, isn't that quaternary dick?
That's still dick.
I know, but isn't it a little bit more...
It's not as gay, I suppose.
Yeah, because it's the robot making contact
and
with
so
the
once
with
the other planet. Yeah. Okay.
Unless an actual fag touched the robot, in which case it would still be tertiary dick. This is why we can't have homosexuals in our society and still have it function. They are a vector of dick. Either primary or secondary or tertiary.
When are they going to analyze this podcast?
They are
like
a prime threat.
In one of these, I don't know, gender non-binary linguistics journals, when are they going to analyze this podcast? And like,
I hope they don't. I wish I could have said this at the onset, but homosexuals are not allowed to listen to this show. You're forbidden.
Yeah. It should be a given.
If you we'll give a pass to people who voted or own an Apple product. But if you've done anything gayer than that, you are not allowed to listen to this show.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
So that means if you've eaten pussy, you're not allowed to listen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's her.
That's too gay. Sorry. Turn this off now. You guys ever wonder what happened to Skrillex?
I think he's out there
every day,
making it big, doing the good stuff, making his beats, doing cool things.
I hope so. He's honestly an avatar for the white race.
because he looks like a gay vampire or something?
Well, he, I mean, he's the one who brought the fash cut into the 21st century. Nobody had the sides of their head shaved off until he started doing it.
Yeah. How old is he? He's 31 years old now.
Yeah, he's a young white.
Yeah.
Just reading through early life on Wikipedia for Skrillex, Sonny John Moore is his name.
That's extremely Anglo.
He was born in Highland Park, neighborhood of northeast Los Angeles, and moved to Forest Hill in San Francisco when he was two. At age 9, he attended the local boarding school in Mojave Desert and eventually moved back to Northern California. Both his parents were Scientologists.
Oh, no.
Hmm.
But he's not a Scientologist.
Wait, the next sentence says he was adopted at birth by family friends of his biological parents. I didn't find this out until he was 15.
Imagine getting adopted by Scientologists.
He enrolled in a private academy school specializing in the arts. The school used some of L. Ron Hubbard's teachings.
Oh, no. Imagine going to the Scientologist boarding school. I guess you would end up like Skrillex.
Yeah.
Just being a general weirdo. Or, in his own words, yeah, I'm emo. So what?
Based.
It is kind of based. I'm gonna give Skrillex the based pass on him being
literally
emo.
Based. Whoa, 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 whoa. Drop the based. Boom,
nice.
Alright, cool.
Yeah. Sonny Moore. Sounds like a gay name, to be honest. Fuck Skrillex. How about that?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Skrillex is alt right.
No, he's gay.
He's gay.
He just like makes mockery of, you know, he's makes a mockery of good electronic music, man.
Good electronic music? Can these words be used together?
Oh, what is an example?
Boomer detected. Boomer detected.
What you would call good electronic music, if not scary monsters and nice sprites.
Scary monsters scaring kids. What's that weird band called? Scary Kids Scaring Kids?
I don't know.
Scary Kids Scaring Kids. Yeah, there's a band called Scary Kids Scaring Kids. They were a post-hardcore emo band.
I'm just going to judge you on that.
They were banned in 2010.
I know, man. Sounds pretty gay.
They're from Gilbert, Arizona. Arizona officially gay.
Yeah, I'll let the audience make up their own minds on what's more gay, Skrillex, or like the fact that Anglo knows about this post-hardcore emo band
called Scary Kids Scaring Kids.
Scary Yids raping kids.
Well, that's the truth.
That's the country we live in. Niggas like Pat Little out here telling the whole world.
Period.
Period.
It's murder.
Jews murder kids.
True.
Through abortion and ritual sacrifice. It is murder. Okay?
Regimes of voice and visibility in the refugee scape. A semiotic
Dude,
landscape.
Is that like
approach.
The shitty knockoff of RuneScape? RefugeeScape?
This paper proposes RefugeeScapes as a framework for expanding the focus of semiotic landscape studies by centering migration, inequality, and social exclusion.
That one's never going to catch on, bro. Yeah. Fuck your knockoff MMORPG. RefugeeScape.
In
Sounds
particular,
gay.
I focus on the semiotic landscapes of transgressive intent where asylum seekers address mistreatment in their host country.
Is that like when they just riot and burn their
camp
down?
Yeah, it's like, remember when the Italians like gave them like pasta?
Oh yeah, and they're like, this isn't good enough.
Yeah, this food sucks, and they like threw their pasta out, and they're like, no, yeah, they're abusing us. They're only giving us pasta.
I saw there was a story where they refugees burnt, like, I mean, this was like 2015 or something. They burnt down their camp because they weren't woken up for Ramadan.
They don't know how to wake up for Ramadan. If it's important, they would wake up themselves.
Nobody set alarm for us. So I want to set fire to my house.
Yeah. What are we... That doesn't make any sense. What's this? Skinscapes. What does this mean? It's from the same book.
Skinscape.
RuneScape for skinheads only.
Hammer Skinscape.
Specifically, we focus on how tattooed bodies sculpt future selves and imagine spaces, the imprint they leave behind.
Yeah,
the
it is about hammer skins.
Yeah, of five participants in the study and ultimately the creation of bodies that matter in time and place. Okay.
I don't know. You shouldn't get a tattoo unless you have a really good damn reason for it. Are tattoos popular in Australia?
Yeah, well, it depends. It's like the... There's like the hipster class people that'll have the some like tattoos or whatever. And
what about rednecks?
Well, yeah, the Australian version of
Bargains?
The Bargains? Yeah, they'll have, and they've got to have the Southern Cross tattoo.
Hell yeah.
Either on your bicep or like on your chest.
Mm. I can dig that, it.
That's how you know that you're a true sick cunt, is if you got that.
I got a Eureka flag hanging over my bed. You know, you see that too often on in tattoos or no?
Yeah, well, the Eureka flag's kind of been, I don't know how recently, but it's kind of been taken by all like socialists and stuff, because instead of the Australian people fighting against, I don't know, the oppression of the government, it's workers rising up against the man, so therefore it's communist.
Well, those workers were white.
Yeah, they forget about the fact that a lot of the people rising up in the mines back then, they were doing it because the fucking Chinese were coming in and taking.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Gold.
Like modern leftists are totally disconnected, or with actual working class people. The fact that, like, hey, in the U.S., the labor movement was like very anti-immigration up until recently. You know.
Yeah, and they also don't realize, like, just how white the country was.
So, we're like living in the same world where, just as recently as Clinton and Gore, we had rebel flag political ads out there, you know, for the Democratic Party. Yeah. I mean, they tried to, you know, invoke that imagery themselves. In our country. So, you know, this sort of left liberal co-opt of legitimate white resistance isn't uncommon. It does have its precedent. But we need to reject that.
The thing is,
we need to assert that, you know, this is ours.
Well, basically,
and,
like, we
it's
could
a
claim
sign that
to
we
be...
don't like you.
We could claim, to be honest, like a lot of the labor movement, because these people weren't fighting for transgender restrooms. They were just fighting for better
pay.
Hell
no!
And they were probably very problematic. Because there are those people. I think there's a book. I haven't read it. It's called Settlers. It's like a meme. Like, people say, read Settlers. It's this book written, I think, in the late 80s. It's basically like, I think it's called Settlers, the Mythology of the White Proletariat. So
fuck off.
Yeah, so it's basically it's like this very anti-colonial book that just talks about like how white union workers and just white workers in general in countries that, you know, have a colonization as the basis. So I guess the U.S. is the main focus, but they probably like assume like Australia, Canada, all the other places where basically white people exist.
Yeah, where they accuse you of quote unquote settler colonialism.
Yeah, so. You gotta think, most leftists, they have this perspective now, where they think that, like, the white working class, like, even, like, the white socialists, and even white communists, like, pre, like, 1930, were, like, horrible people. Like, horrible settlers who didn't recognize their privilege, and were, you know,
Yeah, the indigenous rights shit, that can get pretty subversive.
It's very subversive, yeah. Because the only people who like really like it are very rich white people and Jews.
Exactly.
And, like, just savage.
Jews of all people.
Yeah.
I know. It's like, take a fucking look at Israel and settler colonialism.
They'll be very anti-Israel, though, if they take that, you know, there's a lot of Jewish anti-Israel people because of, you know, they're like, they have that anti-Israel.
Yeah, no, those are left kosher sandwich people.
Yeah, but no, seriously, that's the main, that's the, like, so when you're debating with a leftist, this is what they're thinking. They think that white working class people are settlers and therefore bad, basically. And it kind of gives them, you know, a green light to just shit on white working class people and like to express like some sort of classism because like they have theory behind it that says, well, white working class people are oppressors. So why do I need to appeal to them? You know? Huh.
Yeah, they can fuck off.
Yeah, let's see. Table of contents, introduction. 1, the heart of whiteness. Euro-American social structure, and they use a K for America.
This is the heart of whiteness, beats in my chest every day.
This is chapter 4, settler trade unionism. See, like, this is what they're talking about. The rise of white labor, the popular appeal to genocide. White labor against the oppressed. See? This is what I'm talking about, like...
Yeah, this, they can fuck off.
This gives...
Yeah, it's to them, there's, like, no physical... There's, like, no possible way to ever atone to anything that you've done or could have done or ancestors have done.
Well,
nope. There is no escape.
Just, like, kill yourself.
There is no escape.
There literally is no escape with this new anti-colonial perspective. I don't understand how they don't realize just how fucked up that is. They don't realize how... weird it is that they are rich a lot of the times, like these rich like DSA or lefty Marxist types that are very anti-colonial and anti-white Antifa types. They don't realize that, like, I think that they use this anti-colonialism ideology to like hide their classism deep down. They just hate white working class people, you know.
Well, in the same breath they'll say that they support the working class and also that everyone that isn't in a big city is a white trash, redneck piece of, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing nothing.
Yeah, like a backwards Christian or something, or a homophobe. These people are literally the worst.
They are. But you know who's way better than them?
Who? Stalin?
Stalin and Video Game Donkey.
Okay.
He's a YouTuber, if you're not familiar with him.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
And he posted a video just yesterday, actually, of his wedding.
Oh, what does he look
like? To his lovely new wife, longtime girlfriend Leah. You know, she'd frequently be featured in his videos, and a nice white woman for him, and they're gonna have a beautiful. I think they live in Minnesota.
A
beautiful
settlers.
White family.
They're just settlers, bro.
Good. I hope they settle Minnesota from the native Somalis.
Yeah.
You know, these Native Americans, they'd have you believe.
Yeah, this Native American fellow over here, Mbangu Ngutu, is the also our
Tabir Tuku.
You know, they had this. They used to be able to tell you that the Native Americans engaged in scalping, but these niggas go full decapitation.
Yeah. Native Americans practice necklacing.
You know what's trippy? There is a population.
I was going to say Bill Clinton invaded that country full of Native Americans.
Yeah.
And, you know, popularized by the movie Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, well, like, there is a weird subset of Minnesotans. Is that how you say? Is that their term? People from Minnesota, white people who they're influenced by the Somalis around them, and they like convert to Islam.
Wow, that's gay.
Yeah, that's like literally the gayest thing you could ever do.
It's even gayer than eating pussy.
Yeah, it's becoming a Somali-inspired Muslim.
Yeah.
Like, imagine like being around Somalis and like, I want to join this culture.
You point it out, and it's so damn true, man. It's like whoa. Imagine looking at that and saying, you know what? I'd fit in with that. Yeah. I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, my name's like Gunnar Hunnels, like Gunnar Thorson, you know?
You're the grandson of Thorstein Veblen.
Yeah, like some like rough Germanic like guy who lived in a cabin in the snow that like had to chop down his own trees just to make his own cabin and just crazy shit, you know.
You know, and during the rest of the year he like trapped beavers for fur.
Yeah.
Now you eat beaver and, you know, you trap yourself into a religious nut cult.
Yeah, nut cult. Yeah. No, man, it's, what's up?
Your wife looks like a fucking invader from Mars. And, she's actually like just an invader from Africa.
Yeah. Niggas be like, how do you know I'm Somali?
Imagine, like, marrying into that and your children are too retarded to understand you. Much like your wife.
I like this meme. I've sent it to you before.
Like, imagine having kids whose IQs could never be anything higher than 20 points below yours. Just because you
being legally retarded.
Right, because, like, you decided to marry the Somali bitch.
What about this picture?
I can't remember who said it, but it was on something else, but, like, had the beautiful name of a light bulb head.
Yeah, they literally
the light bulb niggas.
Yeah, it's like what's I up? Think, what happened to them?
I think that was a Halberstramism bulb head.
Yeah.
And you'd think with such a fucking big head there'd be a big brain in it, but
it's all skull all the way. Like I can bring out the fucking calipers on this shit.
Yeah. Go like fucking full racial, like you're a Third Reich racial scientist going around.
Like the fucking this is calipers. deep phrenology.
Yeah.
You thought deep ecology was woke. Wait till you see deep phrenology.
Oh my gosh!
I can tell you everything you need to know about the Somali race based on the size of their size and shape of their skull. Yes, they might be more Caucasoid than the rest of the continent, except Ethiopia. But they don't get any of the good traits of that Caucasoid anthropological grouping.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, or what you see, like because they do have some amount of Caucasoid in them online and like on like African forums and things, there'll be the Somalians calling other Africans niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, Somalians aren't black.
See, I don't think they want to play that game because that just makes them the worst of the Caucasian race. Literally, yeah. That puts them in last place.
Yeah, but if they black, they're in the first place.
Right.
They're in first place.
Nah, they still lose that to Biafrans.
Oh. Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys?
Right. Did you see Andy Yang's Dead Kennedy t-shirt?
No.
So Andrew Yang's been putting out like these pictures of his past Halloween costumes, and I guess he went as a punk one year. And he's got the eyeliner, and he's got this like badass Dead Kennedys t-shirt. You know, the band isn't badass, but their logo is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it looks great on him, the look constantly, but you know, his other Halloween pictures are cute. He has a cringe photo where his whole family goes as minions. But at the end of the day, you know, his kids aren't going to marry outside of their race. Unlike Donald Trump.
And you get $1,000.
And you get $1,000. You know, I was talking with my younger brother today, and he was telling me about how he sees these people on the internet complaining about Andrew Yang, these communists who like criticize him for being like quote a libertarian capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
And my only thought is like, you're talking about the man whose like entire platform is, I will give you $1,000 a month to fuck off.
Well, some leftists were upset because he had that anti-porn tweet like a few weeks ago.
Yes, the fucking based shit.
Yeah, he was like, porn is destructive to our young men. And then like people are like, oh my god, that's so bad against our sex workers.
Did I ever show you the image I made in response?
No.
You remember the whole Kavanaugh, it is over for you hoes?
Nope.
What?
I remember him owning hoes. I don't remember a specific picture.
There were some really good memes made out there from Kavanaugh that said, it's over for you hoes. And I made my equivalent for Yang. I sent it to the group chat there if you want to take a look.
In Skype? How long have you been recording for?
An hour and a bit, I think.
See, this piano, this Chinese piano I got, doesn't have the black keys. And usually if you want to do the piano, like the Chinese song, you do the black keys. It's like the pentatonic scale, you see.
Gold on the ceiling. I ain't blind. Just a matter of time before I'm stealing. Yeah. It's alright. Ain't no God in my mind.
You know.
See, that's what happens when you do have the black keys.
Oh, is that like the band?
Yeah.
Aren't they like Jewish?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The singer is like half Jewish. The guy,
Oh, no!
Like, look very closely at him. Dan Auerbach. His father is Polish Jew, and his mother is part Manx descent. Which is.
Yeah.
If people didn't know about that. So he's half Jewish, half Manx.
Auerbach. Now, that's a pretty German name.
Yeah, but I guess.
Wait, is that like the German equivalent of Goldbach? No, wait, no. The German word for gold is Geld, I forgot.
I don't know. Well, related to famous analytic philosopher W.V. Quine. I've had to read some of his...
Damn. Book. The Black Keys. Jewish.
Well, I don't think Quine is Jewish.
Really?
He's just like
what makes you? Is it spelled the non-Jewish way?
Quine. Quine.
Oh.
Q U I N E.
I thought you said Klein.
No.
It's like analytic philosopher named Klein. I'm like, yeah, that's Jewish.
Yeah, it really makes me think with that one.
Yeah. I don't think Quine is. It says that Quine did take some several conservative positions. He wrote a defense of moral censorship. And in his autobiography, he made some criticisms of American post-war academic culture.
Hey, now this is some analytic philosophy I could get into.
Yeah, it's not all bad. It's just a meme.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Analytic philosophers get a lot of shit, and they do deserve it.
Yeah, truly. It's like, we'll reduce it to language. It's just language, bro.
It's like, shut the fuck up! But, you know, maybe sometimes they can't get something right.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's the first response to someone saying something big brain is like, shut the fuck up, I'll hit you with this rock.
Exactly. And usually you're not wrong for it, but sometimes you might be. I have yet to decide whether this guy deserves a rock yet.
Who, Quine?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I've only
read I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt, but... You know, that doesn't mean I don't carry a rock with me. As a famous president once said, speak softly and carry a big stick.
Oh, I carry a big dick, so... I never liked the Black Keys, it's just stupid.
I think it's catchy music on the radio.
It's kitschy.
Catchy, on the radio, it all goes together.
Is the other guy... I don't think the other guy's Jewish, he's just like a dork.
I think his name, what, Patrick Carney?
Yeah.
That's the Irish as fuck name.
Yeah.
Patrick Carney.
Oh, back in Carne Asada.
Okay, it's not like that.
Carne.
His middle name is James. So Patrick James Carney. That's got to be one of the most Irish-American names I've ever heard. He's from Akron, Ohio. Come on. It's got to be
so
like totally
Auerbach.
Irish. All right, maybe a couple slip through. But this guy, as well as, you know, city of Akron, is Irish as fuck.
Okay, I know nothing about Akron.
It used to be, at least.
It's only 61% non-Hispanic white. And 31% African American.
Yeah, Akron is blacked to a large extent.
Blackron.
Blackron. I think LeBron James is from Akron.
Well, look at this. Notable person, people from Akron. Judith Resnick. She died in the Challenger shuttle explosion.
Oh, shit.
Parents were Jewish immigrants from the Ukraine.
Got him!
Sister cities of Akron, Ohio. There's Chemnitz.
Now it's a lot less sad.
Chemnitz, Saxony in Germany, but also this one. Kiryat Ekron, Israel. That's a sister city of Akron, Ohio. Kiryat Ekron.
Well, they can take their dead space pilot and go bury him there. Now the Challenger explosion was based because it killed more Jews than died in the Holocaust.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you guys want to talk about? I'm getting kind of tired and hungry.
Yeah, we've covered tertiary dick and Jew Holocaust rockets. So
and
Holocaust rocket. Scribbles. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the German scientists who made the rocket? So really, all
it's a long game.
Yeah, is Werner von Braun getting one from the grave?
Von Braun just yeeted these Jews in the Challenger. You heard it here first, folks.
Yes. My name is Anglo. With me, I have Nikkei.
Thank you so much for listening.
And Newell.
I hope you had a good time.
I know I did.
Well, bye-bye, guys.
Thank you for listening. If you want to give us young lads some help, send us some Bitcoin. Our BTC address is in the description. See you next week.